The 9th Annual Berkshire International Film Festival, and just saying those words makes me feel old, but the 9th Annual Berkshire, or I should even be, more positive and say, it just means that time flies really quickly. The 9th Annual Berkshire International Film Festival will spotlight 75 features, documentaries, and short films, as well as parties and filmmaker Q&As, workshops, awards. All of this from May 29th through the 1st of June in Great Barrington and Pittsfield. A lot of great films that will be shown. The Trip to Italy, A Thousand Times Good Night, Hellion, Honeymoon, just to name a few. Kelly Vickery is the founder and director of the film festival. She joins us in Studio A this morning for a preview of what is to come. And Kelly, it's a delight to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be back.
We love having you here. So what is year 9 like? I assume it's easier than year 1, and yet, there's always a challenge, isn't
it? It's always a challenge. You know, every year has its own set of challenges, but year nine is fantastic. We are very excited for what we've programmed this year. Traditionally, we have actually opened with a documentary, but this year we're having a departure, and we're opening with a very international film, a film called May in the Summer, by Shireen Dabis, who is the writer, director, and star of the film. And it is set in Amman, Jordan. She's a New Yorker who's heading home for her wedding, and talks about the clashes of culture and sisters and family and getting married and all those things. So it's a wonderful film. We are so lucky to have the East Coast premiere of it, and Shireen Dabis will be there. But year 9, yes, time does fly, Joe. It's amazing. I can't believe when you say those words either.
I just remember when you first came here, and maybe even before, when we were getting it off the ground and talking about it, and here we're 9 years into it. It's hard to believe, but it's a wonderful festival. You've done a lot. You've grown a lot. And what, from my understanding, from working and talking to other festivals and reading about them, that if you get past 5 years, you're really doing something.
Well, it's very true. I mean, a lot of film festivals start, they don't make it past the first year, and certainly I had no idea whether we were going to make it past the first year either, but we did, and then it's true, many festivals don't make it to year 5. So the fact that we are as strong as we've ever been heading into year 9, and gearing up for all sorts of fun events and things for the 10th anniversary. But yes, we feel very solid. We're very pleased.
So let's talk about, I want to ask you specifically about some of the films and talk about some of the events. But before we get to that, maybe you can even include that. But when it comes to the average festival attendee, how would you recommend they best taste the festival?
Oh, well, that's a good question. People come to the festival for all sorts of reasons, obviously mostly the films, but we do have unbelievable supporters who buy those passes, and they are in line at 8:30 in the morning and are the last to leave and, mark off their program book. The program becomes a Bible of sorts for people. And
I'm going to be here at this time to see this. I'll get out at this time, and it will give me 4 minutes to get over here.
That's right. That's right. And, hopefully, people stop in and will also not only go to a few films, but then they wander around town in Great Barrington or Pittsfield, have a bite to eat, a drink, maybe do a little shopping, then head back into the theaters. But we also have fantastic parties. Every night there's a different party that goes on. Opening night party, obviously, with live music. We've got a special event party on Saturday with live music. We have a filmmaker cocktail party. We have a brunch. So all of these, and depending on what level of pass, all of these things are open to you. But the festival takes on, a life of its own, and people use it to go to a couple of films or to spend their entire 3 days at films.
So let's talk about some of the films. You have some really special things. What are you proud of as the programmer of this? What are you proud of that you have brought to the region?
Well, I'm very proud at the quality of these films. We view almost 700 films, and we narrow it down to 10% to 70, 75 films. So the programming that we have, the international programming, the documentaries that we have, they are the best documentaries out there. Many of them have premiered at Sundance. And then the international programming is really incredible. So it's very exciting to bring various worlds to the Berkshires. We have filmed an incredible film from Afghanistan, My Sweet Pepperland. Incredible film. It's just interesting to be in Afghanistan for a couple of hours, and it's a whole different way of life and culture and landscape. So I think it's really wonderful to bring all of these different stories from you know, whether it's around here or as far away as Afghanistan, to the Berkshires.
I'm really excited about the trip to Italy.
It's fantastic, Joe. It's so a film for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Steve Coogan, but I just the whole idea of it is it seems very fun.
Many people, you know, the trip has become somewhat of a cult film.
Right.
What the trip to Italy is even better, if you can believe it. It is so funny. And then it's just obviously in the backdrop of Italy. So it's really terrific. And Rob Ryden is so funny in this. And the way that they play off each other, it's incredible.
A great film. The other one that I wanted to talk about is, which I know, because we're going to be featuring a lot of the filmmakers next week and, mm-hmm. and be talking to a lot of different people. But tell us about the Batter Bastards of Baseball and the event and how all that's working out. This is going to be taking place on Saturday the 31st.
Right, right. Yes, we have this film premiered at Sundance. It is about Bing Russell. Bing Russell was an actor in Hollywood. He was known for his role on Bonanza. And his son, Kurt Russell, is Kurt Russell, actor Kurt Russell. In the 70s, Bing left Hollywood, was fed up with Hollywood, and moved up to Portland, where he bought the Portland Mavericks for $500 back in the day. And this is a real underdog story of how Bing Russell took this team all the way and sort of bucked the Major League Baseball Association. Anyway, fast forward to today, his nephews, McLean and Chapman Way, tell the story in this documentary, and it will leave you cheering. It is so much fun.
I was watching it the other night. It's terrific.
It's terrific.
Just
right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great story, and it's about baseball.
And it's hello, and Pittsfield is the birthplace of baseball, so we had to have it. And Jim Boughton, a Berkshire resident, is what played for the Portland Mavericks. So it's real. We had a lot of things coming together, and the directors will be here as well as the producer. Jim Boughton will also be at the Mahawi for a Q&A after the film, and we have a wonderful party with local band Lucky Five will be sort of getting the jig out on that evening's party.
It's one of these things, and this may be a difficult question, but I always just in our job of trying to describe everything, I always worry that we leave out something huge. I mean, I assume as a programmer, you're worried about that too, because you have so many different things that you don't want something to get buried. Oh, but you should see this too, because it's really special.
Right.
And I know you can't have time for everything, but there's this over here that's really great.
It's so true. It's so, you know, people ask me all the time, what's your favorite? And I really, hand on heart, I can't tell you. There's so many, because I say, oh, you know, I've talked about the film from Afghanistan. I say, oh, it's so great. Oh, but then there's this gem of a documentary over here, and you know, they're all wonderful. They would not be at the festival.
And that I guess is how you judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of it's wonderful. It's something that moved you, that worked for you, and that you want to bring to
exactly.
To the Berkshire.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 And when you think of that, do you get into the whole, well, we want this to be a premiere, we want this to be the first time, or do you not care about that as much?
You know, I cared about that at the very beginning because I thought it was important, but it's not that important. I mean,
I don't know what it really, sometimes you don't even know what it means.
Exactly.
It's the Massachusetts premiere.
Right, okay. So
well, they showed it in Rhode Island, but first time it's ever been seen in Massachusetts.
I don't think people even notice. I mean, we do say things like that it's a Massachusetts premiere.
Yeah.
Or it is a big deal to have an East Coast premiere for an opening night. I will say that. That's a big deal because it's hard to get an East Coast premiere for an opening night.
Right. And it shows sort of where you are of having the benefit of being around for nine years, where you can say the cachet to say, okay, we're going to open our festival with this film.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The distribution companies would not give it to a festival unless there was a good track record. And they know that we're going to take care of their film and the audience is the right audience for their film. So distribution companies, we've been very fortunate that we've built really wonderful relationships with them so that we can get the talent and the films that we bring.
So the best way to find out about all of this and to plan and to get ready is to go to BIFMA.org. That's BIFFMA, BIFMA.org. And there's a whole list of events and then how to get, passes, the different passes and the options there, all of the films, and you can figure all of that out in the awards and make your plans.
Exactly. Or go down to the Triplex or the Beacon and pick up a program and go through that too.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. The Triplex and the Beacon, the Triplex in Great Barrington, the Beacon in Pittsfield, that's a great venue. I mean,
great
it's a
fantastic
venue for you to
It's a dream for
place.
A festival organizer to have professional theaters. We are so lucky with the Triplex and the Beacon staff, and just having professional run theaters. I can't even tell you how great that is.
The 9th annual Berkshire International Film Festival will run May 29th through June 1st in Great Barrington and Pittsfield, Massachusetts. For more information, you can find it at bifma.org. Bifma, B-I-F-F-M-A. .org. Kelly Vickery, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a delight to see you.
Thank you, Jim.
And I hope you just have a wonderful, wonderful festival.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Good
thank
to see you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.